It is good to see all of you today, and I would like to say that feel in the presence of Jesus Christ. I have an announcement, and that is please take a moment to record your presence on that book beside you, and then pass it down the line or down the row. Okay. So, are you all ready to worship God?
Yeah.
Okay, let's rise up and sing praises to God.
Please join me for the call to worship. Humbly we come. We humbly come before you, Lord. Help us, Lord. Humbly come to find this thing.
trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I am pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down and not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for His promise will endure, and the joy is going to be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for the night, His joy comes with the morning. I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Singing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I am pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, cut down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for His promise will endure, that His joy is going to be my strength.
Was that beautiful singing. So what are our celebrations today? I think there are some, a few highlights here in our bulletin insert. First, we celebrate the third graders receiving Bible today, and that will be a 10:30 a.m. service. So if you want to come back for that, you are welcome. And also, we celebrate the part of Weston Blair Poche to Erin and Keith Poche. That will be the grandson for Blair. And also, today, Tom and Julie Nietzsche's 40th wedding anniversary. But they celebrated it yesterday here at the church. So if you see them, you wish them and congratulate them for their 40th anniversary. And we celebrate also the 17 youth and 8 adults who are on the wilderness retreat this weekend. They are coming back this afternoon. So pray for their safe trip as they come back home. Also, we celebrate the beginning of monthly chapel time with our preschoolers this week. Yay! Yeah, finally. So We have also prayer concern. Those who are sick, please remember Carol Dyehouse. She went to the hospital last week. Also, remember those who are grieving, and especially the family of Tammy Wilson. We did a fundraising some months ago, but she has gone to be with the Lord. So please pray for that family. And any other prayer concern that comes to your mind, please bring it before the Lord. I want to give you a moment of silent prayer to do that. Dear Lord and our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that says where two or three gathered in my name, I'm among them. We believe you are among us this morning and you are listening to our voices. Lord Jesus, we want to welcome you today to come into our presence and bless our service and bless each one of us. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for the way you have been so nice to us. You have been watching over each one of us. Thank you for the wonderful weather that we have this morning. We want to thank you even for the time that we can get together like this. Thank you for the freedom of worship that we have in this country. We know there are other parts of the world where they don't have freedom to worship you. And we thank you that we can come together as your children and worship you. Lord, thank you for answering our prayers. And this morning, we also lift up our hearts to you, especially our hearts goes to those who are not feeling well. You know, Carol, we commit her into your hands. And we pray that you bring restoration to her. And others who are going through healing process, we pray that you bring complete healing to them. Lord Jesus, we want to also pray for blessings upon those who are celebrating their birthdays and anniversaries. We pray that you bless them today. We want to pray for our youth as they are worshiping together this morning and as they come home this afternoon. We pray for their traveling masses. We pray also for those who are grieving. We lift up the Wilson's family. We pray that you be with them during this difficult time. We pray that you comfort them. We want to pray also for our denomination and leadership of our church. We pray that you guide us in the right direction. Guide our denomination in the right direction. Lord, we pray that you continue to minister through us. Help us to continue to be your feet, your mouthpiece, your ears, your eyes in reaching out to the world. Lord, we pray that you minister to every family represented here today. And even those unspoken prayer concern and praises, we pray that you intercede for us. For we pray in Jesus' name. And God's people say, amen. Please join me in the community prayer. God, our Creator, guardian of our homes and source of all blessings, we delight in happiness to your people. Hear the prayers this church offers for all your people and for the entire world.
Fulfill our needs and guide our actions
towards the building of kingdom. We ask this in our Lord. Amen. Join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let's rise up again.
Thank you. Our scripture lesson today is from the book of Luke, chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to the heavens, but was beating his breast and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. Good news for God's people.
Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for the way you have brought us up to this far. Thank you for the music that they have been brought before you. Lord, we want to invite you also to be with us as we search to draw closer to you in starting your word today. Thank you for the message you have laid in my heart, and I pray that you use this message to speak to each one of us, to bring encouragement, and to draw us closer to you. In Jesus' name, and God's people say,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I have to tell you this. I heard of a Sunday school teacher who was proud of her good works, and she was testing the Sunday school children on seeking to understanding the concept of getting to heaven. So she asked questions to the children in Sunday school, and she asked them, if I was to sell my house and my car and have a big garage sale and give all the money to the church, will that get me to heaven? Or would the children say no? And then she asked again, if I was to clean the church every day and mow the yard, will that get me to heaven? And the children said no. And the lady was starting to smile now and say, yes, the children are getting it. Well, she told the children, let's continue. Now, if I was to give candy to all the children in the neighborhood and be kind to animals and love my husband, will that get me to heaven? And the children said no. Now the lady was basking in joy and loving what she was doing. And then she asked the children, so what gets me to heaven then, if all those things are not getting me to heaven? And a 5-year-old boy said, you have got to be dead. Of which, to some extent, that is true. But in reality, how do we get to heaven? Is it by human effort? Is it by keeping the rules? Is it by works? If we could obey all the rules perfectly, will that get us to heaven? I'm sure we are all accepted from that. We all know that. Most of us know that we are all imperfect. Yes, we know that God is the only one who is perfect. All human beings are imperfect. So, as you can see on the screen, today we are going to look at two people who offer to God very different prayers. Both prayers reveal something about the hearts of these men. Yes, we hear that one man felt he had enough righteousness within himself to be justified before God. And the other realized his total hopelessness and placed himself on the mercy of God. Yes, we may learn many things in this text for today, but the main things we can learn today is the right way to approach God. And first, let us look at the wrong way to approach God. And we are going to see in the next slide. Yes, the first thing we need to look at here is the wrong way to approach God. And the wrong way to approach God is by your own good works. The Pharisee represents all those who try to come to God on the basis of their own good deeds. Keep in mind that in our days, the word Pharisee has a negative connotation. But in the Jewish culture of Jesus' days, the Pharisees were those who had devoted themselves totally to God. They were diligent to keep the law of Moses. They were trying to keep the law of Moses perfectly. They were the religious leaders of the day. But Jesus uses these Pharisees as an example of those who try to come to God through their good works. Jesus shows us those two problems. He shows us two problems with this approach to God, where you approach God through works. And I number them as A and B. So let's look at number A, where it says, people who try to come to God by the good works are trusting in themselves. They are trusting in themselves, and that is wrong. So Luke chapter 18, verse 9 says, let's go back to verse 9. It says, he also told them. He also told this parable to some who trust in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. So that is word of Jesus Christ. I have to say that trusting in ourselves means we are not trusting in God. Trusting in our energy means we are not trusting in God. Trusting in our wisdom means we are not trusting in God. The two are mutually exclusive, where trusting in ourselves and also trusting in God. So a person may protest. When we talk about trusting in God, some people might protest that I'm trusting in both God and myself. Yes, I do my part and God is doing his part. But the truth is, people or somebody sometimes trusts in himself more than God. Let me give you an illustration here. Let's say, you know, both of us, you and I, got sick or flu or something. And I got healed. And you come and ask me, how did you get healed? And I tell you, I drank a whole bottle of Robitussin every day for a month. And I got healed. And you say, really? Okay. I'm going to get some for myself. So you started going to the drugstore. And then on your way out, I say, hey, and I also take 10 Tylenol tablets every day for a whole month. And then you are like, oh, okay. So you get confused. So which one now healed you? Was it Robitussin or Tylenol? Or both of them? You see where the confusion is? Yes. Somebody might give credit to the, you know, Tylenol company for making their products. Yes, the Tylenol company might say, our medicine is doing a good job. They can be proud of themselves. And then the Robitussin, on the other hand, also might be proud of itself for playing a role in the cure. So you see the confusion, our work versus righteousness. Yes, we might, you know, we might get proud of ourselves if we do some of the things. We might overlook what God is doing in our lives. And he started saying, oh, I did this. You know, I did all these things. If it was not for me, you know, to invest in all these, we wouldn't be here these days as a family or as a church or, you know, whatever. But if we entrust all that to God, acknowledge God playing a role in what we are doing, then we wouldn't have to be proud of what we are doing. So what does Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says? Let's read that. It says, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. So, you see, the scripture has declared, it has spoken very clearly that we are saved by grace through faith apart from works. Because if we add just even a small amount of human works to what God has done, we will boast in our works, in our energy, in our investment. And that ruins the finished works of Jesus Christ on the cross. To try to come to God by our good works is to trust in ourselves, even if those works are mingled with faith. Notice the Pharisee's prayer. Jesus says that he was praying thus to himself, meaning that he was praying so as to be heard only by himself. He was hearing himself in the prayer. But to tell you the truth, he was praying to himself. He was proud of himself, not to God. His prayer mentioned God once, but all the time he was saying, I. Let's read again in that Luke. It says, the Pharisee standing by himself was praying. Thus, God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, thieves, rogues, and adulterers, or even like these tax collectors. I fast twice a week. I keep 10th of all my income. How many eyes are there? 1, 2, 3, 4. There are four. All saying I. And he mentioned only God once. So he congratulated himself more than God. He's boasting of himself of being different than everybody else, than these sinners that he mentioned, that list of sinners that he has mentioned. And pride is the only original sin of Satan and also of humanity, who thought that they knew better than God. It is safe to say that every sin we commit is rooted in pride, being proud of things. Let me tell you this. I was raised in a Christian home. Yes, and outwardly, I lived a moral life. I never became drunk. I never used drugs. I never used curse words. I didn't know how to say that. I didn't practice all that curse words. I tried to be faithful in every way. I didn't go to church every day, every Sunday, I mean, or participate in the vacation, Bible school, youth group, all the time. But, you know, I thought, you know, I have always been okay. I do not use curse words. I don't fight with other kids. I don't get drunk. But God reminded me that I was not better than the worst sinner in this world. God reminded me that I had to come to Him to give my life to Him, to take control of all over myself and all over what I was doing. He reminded me that I was probably trusting in my own good behavior, good works, and not in the grace of God. And at that point, he humbled me. I came to him in 1981 at a youth retreat, and one of the missionaries from America was preaching. And I gave my life to Jesus. And ever since then, I have never regretted for giving my life to Jesus. Yes, and that leads us to the next slide. B. People who try to come to God by their good works are comparing themselves to others, not to God. And that is wrong. Yes, the reason this Pharisee thought he was so good was that he was comparing himself with the swindlers, immoral tax collectors, and greedy people, and the list goes on. So outwardly, we all can find those who are more wicked than we are. And we can congratulate ourselves on our own holiness. But if we look the other way, we also can find many people who are far better than we are. people who have given their very lives for others. So I have to tell you that it is useless to compare ourselves with another person in our faith journey, in our holiness. God's perfect righteousness is the only standard we can use to measure ourselves. And now, let's look at the right way to approach God. And the right way to approach God is as unworthy sinner pleading for mercy. If you exalt yourself by presenting your good works to God, you will be humble on Judgment Day. But if you humble yourself now before God and plead for His mercy, then you will be lifted up. Right? Are you familiar with the song used to sing long time ago? Humble yourself before the Lord and you will lift it up. You will lift it up, up, up. Yes. So if we humble ourselves before the Lord, we will be lifted up. Even in the book of James, chapter 40, verse 10, it says, humble yourself before the Lord and He will lift you up. Yes. Approach God as unworthy sinner. Verse 13 is saying that, but the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. That is a sign of humility. Yes. We hear that tax collector, he was beating his chest, and that was a sign of grief, a sign of humility. He was feeling guilty. And we hear that he was forgiven. So now, as I bring this to the closing this morning, let me close by saying that the man who saw himself as a sinner was the one who Jesus declared to be right before God. He was counted as a righteous person. And the one who saw himself as righteous and saw everyone else as a sinner was the one who was not justified. So do we all understand what it means to be justified? It means that the Pharisee is going to hell. And while this tax collector, the sinner, is going to heaven. So I pray that let's always offer ourselves or place ourselves at the disposal of our Lord Jesus Christ. Like this tax collector who was cut to the heart because of his sin. He acknowledged that it is only by the grace of God that he can get to heaven. So, as we come before the Lord this morning, or as we come before the Lord to the table of our Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to encourage you to take your time to talk to God, you know, to introspect your heart and see where you are in your faith journey. You know, the kneeling rail here is available. You can take time to pray. So let's turn our attention to the table of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I would like to remind you again If you are a member of another church or another denomination, I want to remind you that Holy Communion in our church is open to whoever is a believer in Jesus Christ. So let's read the responsive reading carefully. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. In the and so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ, offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ is alive, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
All honor and glory is to us. Amen. Amen. Thank you. As there is one body of Jesus Christ, we have one loaf of bread here. In the night in which Jesus gave up himself for us, he took the bread and blessed it. And broke it, this is my body given for you. It is in remembrance of me. And as there is one blood of Jesus Christ, we have one cup here. After the supper, in the night in which Jesus gave up himself for us, he took the cup, blessed it. This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for all of you. Do it often as you drink together from this cup in remembrance of me. Amen. And I would like to request those who are helping to come forward, please. This is the blood of Jesus given for you. Yeah, this is the blood of Jesus given for you. God bless you. Yeah. Okay. This is the blood of Jesus given for you. Amen. You start this way. Yes, the feast has been prepared for us. Welcome. Let's pray for our offerings. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the message you have brought to us today. Thank you for the music that has been also sung to you. Thank you for blessing this service today. Thank you for teaching us something new. And Lord, as we head out in this sanctuary, we pray that you watch over each one of us and keep us safe until we meet again. Lord, we want to thank you for what we were able to bring before you. We pray for this gift that you multiplied for the extension of your kingdom. We pray that for the Sunday school and the fellowship we are going to have at the Heavenly Half Hour, we pray also that you be present with us in those fellowship. So be with us, watch over us until we meet again, for in Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Let's all stand again and sing our praise.
Benediction. Receive. Go forth into the world and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You may go in peace and may the peace of Jesus go with each one of you. Amen.
Bye.